New York drummer Matt Wilson has toured with saxophonists Dewey Redman and Lee Konitz, among others, and has recorded widely as a sideman since the early 90s. He also leads two quartets, one with piano or organ, and one without. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says he likes the one without, especially as it sounds on Wilson's new CD.
Dazzling drummers can always get a gig, but even more rare and valuable are those drummers who are genuinely musical. Matt Wilson, for example. A good listener who gets a lively sound from the traps, he writes infectious melodies that bring out the tuneful side of the drum kit. He may place his licks at the center of the action instead of underneath it, and sometimes he'll use horns like drums to punch in rhythmic accents. Wilson does all that on his composition Swimming in the Trees, which recalls Carla Bley's repetitive but insinuating jazz tunes. Matt Wilson's quartet from their CD Humidity on Palmetto. As you can hear, he has a real knack for combining instrumental colors. He also makes good use of his forces, Andrew D'Angelo and Jeff Lederer on reeds, and bassist Yusuke Inoue, joined here and there by violin, trumpet, and trombone. Wilson has worked a lot with Ornette Coleman's disciple, Dewey Redman. That helps explain the drummer's attraction to Ornette-style jazz, with its cheerful melodies, percolating rhythms, and shifts between fast and slow tempos. He's also inspired by Ornette's swinging drummers, Edward Blackwell and Billy Higgins, with their springy patterns cribbed from parade beats and Nigerian bata drumming. This is from Wilson's Thank You, Billy Higgins. Jeff Lederer on tenor sax. I'd hate to call Matt Wilson's music happy jazz, a derisive term usually reserved for upbeat elevator music. There is a feel-good air to Wilson's catchy tunes and exuberant beats, but his music reminds you that happiness can be a complex web of emotions, allowing for fine shadings of degree and texture. Which means this feel-good music won't leave you feeling like a dope.
Kevin Whitehead writes for the Chicago Reader and the Chicago Sun-Times. He reviewed Matt Wilson's new CD, Humidity.